Detroit Radio's Dan McDowell and Bob Sturm host the Ticket's Dallas Stars postgame show live from the Miller Lite Sky Bar at the AAC after every Stars home game. Only on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
5:36 is the time. This is Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. You're listening to The Hard Line. We're out here at the Tub Club today. Actually, at this juncture in the presentation, probably many of you are anticipating hearing the Ranch Report with Mickey Spagnola, but alas, we are unable to present that to you today due to, we understand, a Mickaroo vacation. So we'll just tell you that Booth Eye Care and Laser Center and Just Breaks team up to bring you whatever it is we're about to do now.
You know, Danny said that a girl called up, that we have a girl on the line. Did you hear that?
Yes, I did. And we will talk to her just as soon as we reset what we're talking about. We are discussing the place of 80s Dallas in the early 80s. There was a place called the Tub Club up on Greenville and Lover's Lane. And if you were around back then, many of you know exactly what we're talking about. It was a place where you and whoever you chose to take in there with you could go in and rent a hot tub in a room and just do whatever in there. Get in that hot tub and get all wet and do whatever.
Sound like a nice, friendly neighborhood bar where everybody knows your name and your wiener.
You don't get it. You don't get it.
He doesn't, does he?
No, he doesn't.
He can't help himself.
And we're finding out today that we found out a couple days ago when we first discussed this that somebody here on the crew has, in fact, been to the Tub Club. Now, most of the crew was not around in the early 80s, certainly not of age to do something like that, but I was. I never went in there.
Not that you'll admit to.
Yeah, I'm thinking you maybe made a trip in there.
No,
right there.
I swear I didn't.
Okay. You just played there, right?
No, I didn't play there. They didn't have bands there. However, the Hammer the other day told us that he did go there, and today he's telling us that not only did he go there, but he and multiples would share a room and a tub in there. We're finding out all manner of shocking stuff about this. But on our phone now, Greco, we're joined by a girl who also says she went to the Tub Club. She will not divulge her true identity, so we will call her Susan. And she joins us here on The Ticket. Hi there.
Hello.
How you doing?
Good. I thought I would call and take exception to the comment about the only women that went there were sluts.
Well, I said the only women that went with us were sluts.
Why, did you go there and perform, you know, acts of kindness or something?
It wasn't in Grego's group, but I did go a couple of times with my boyfriend at the time.
Now, was it just you and him?
Well, one time it was, the other time it was not.
That other time when it was not, who joined you?
Another couple that we knew.
In the same tub?
Yes, but it was one of the bigger ones, and it had a pretty good-sized room. So we
got a full-blown slut here, Ron.
So Grego, come on.
That was a drop.
You guys actually know me, so I'm not going to tell you my name, but if you knew who this was, you'd know it wasn't a slut con.
So you had sex in front of your buddies?
Well, they weren't really paying attention to me.
Oh, yeah, they were.
Oh, are you kidding?
They were looking at your boyfriend's wiener, right.
How old were you?
22, 23, something like that.
Okay.
And it wasn't as bad as, I mean, now it sounds horrifying because of AIDS and all the nonsense that's happened, but
back then it was something that a lot of people did.
Yeah, and I'm a nice girl. I can still count the guys I've slept with on two hands, and I'm in my 40s, so there's, you know, some nice girls did go there. I'm sure I wasn't the only.
Yeah.
Well, I wasn't saying that everybody that went there. I'm just saying that if you were with our group...
See, I can't believe that girls, because girls are bigger germaphobes than guys are, and neat freaks, you know.
But it smelled very strong of chlorine. It was very clean when I went.
Oh, yeah, that just makes it all go away, the chlorine.
I'll tell you what it was in there. It was hot.
Well, yes, it was very hot.
Very hot inside there.
When you're in your early 20s, Corby, did you actually think of germs? Well, you might have because you're a different...
No, I didn't. I cannot explain to you what a pig I was.
Well, see? So... It's just more acceptable for men to be that way than women, but it's the same thing.
That was the last thing on my mind.
Yeah.
I was like, you know what? This might not be unsanitary. That never crossed my mind once.
I didn't really think much about it either. So.
Whoa. Okay.
Look out.
All right, Susan.
Well, that's certainly a fascinating tale, and we're glad that you came on here and confirmed all this stuff with
us
today.
Stay hard and don't give him such a hard time. It was, well, maybe his group was nasty, but not everybody that went there was.
All right, you carry out the plan of the day.
All right, are we ready for this commercial?
Yes.
This is a commercial that ran when the Tub Club was, I guess, in its hopping days, and I don't know where it ran, but like
you know,
I said...
Let me say one other thing.
Go ahead.
About this. Was another good thing about it, it was in the parking lot, literally, of the hottest club in Dallas, Confetti.
Is that where you worked?
I did work there at the time, yeah.
So you just rolled right out of the bar?
Just walked right out of there when you get finished doing whatever you had to do, bartending and...
Boy, I bet they were so excited when that thing was being built, all those workers at Confetti's.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, let's listen to this audio we have of this commercial. For the Tub Club.
Hey, Dallas, do you like hot tubs? I mean, do you really like hot tubs? And let me ask you this. Do you like to party? If so, we've got the perfect place for you to keep that late night party going all night long. It's the Tub Club.
The Tub Club.
The Tub Club is an exclusive members-only establishment designed for the most discriminating taste in nightlife fun. Oh, yeah. The Tub Club offers private rooms equipped with your own personal hot tub, complete with oils, perfumes, incense, and high-quality porn. Piped into your room's very own state-of-the-art color TV. How does one become a member of the Tub Club?
It's easy.
All you need to do is show us you like to party, hot tub style. For only $200, you can reserve a two-hour block for your very own hot tub group party, where you and your seedy friends can splash around in each other's filth. Plus, the filth of the party before you, combined with some more filth from the all-guy session a week ago. And other filth from lots of other creepy tub jumpers. My God, it'll take a week to remove the algae ring from around your waist, but it's fun. Hot tub stuff. The Tub Club can meet anyone's needs with one of our several unique hot tub theme rooms. So grab your friends and jump into...
The Urban Cowboy Room.
The Disco Room. The Cigarette Room.
The Homo Room.
The Mexican Room. The Syphilis Room. And Hammer's VIP Sword Fight Room. At the Tub Club, we suggest you party unprotected. Why? Because our motto is, condom schmondom. Come on, screw it. It's the 80s. There's nothing out there a little penicillin won't take care of. So if you like your party a little wet, a little creepy, and a lot of fun, then stop by the Tub Club where you can party all night long. Hot tub style.
Wow, what a great commercial, I guess.
Boy, those spots must have been cheap back then.
Why?
That thing ran about 3 minutes, I think.
It'll take you a week to get rid of the algae ring around your waist.
All right, well,
wow.
That's the Tub Club. It did exist once upon a time. You know, some might say it was a better world back then.
So what was your favorite room out of those, Hammer?
The Mexican room?
You know what? I couldn't hear that.
Yeah, we were having a little trouble hearing out here.
Yeah, we didn't get a word of that.
But we trust you.
I'm sure it was funny, though.
That was good.
Yes, we trust everyone in their cars and homes enjoyed hearing the ad for the Tub Club. All right, it is 5:45 here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. And coming up next... Tonight is a very, very big night for the Rangers. It's a very, very big night for A-Rod, and we have a baseball reindeer game next here on The Ticket.